Madison, Wisconsin is as good as it gets.
It's all about the Badgers.
Go Badgers!
Go Badgers! Go Badgers!
Games like this is what really separates college football from everything else.
Open up the history books. Here comes Rondé.
That was J.J. Watt, and what a story this young man is.
Gordon again! What a performance by Melvin Gordon!
And the pass rush gets home for the Badgers.
Camp Randall lets it roar.
An unrivaled fan base. The best college sports town in the world. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day.
Woo! 27-10. The late night party continues here at the Everlight Solar Studio. Pablo Iglesias, a karaoke singing Riley out right now because the vibes are absolutely immaculate
right now.
Lights
ain't going out anytime soon.
That's right. Pablo Iglesias, Riley out here live from the Everlight Solar Studio. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day After Dark. You love to see it. The post-game show, Wisconsin. Taking it to them. Take that for hashtag karma, Brett. Taking down number 21, Illinois, 20. Or, I'm sorry, excuse me, the final score, 27-10. Almost said 20-10. Almost shaved off a touchdown. They earned that extra
touchdown.
Exactly. We will get to it a little bit later. The Chalmers drive of the game. We'll talk about, you know, Riley and I, what we thought the big drives were of this game. But sounds like the Carbless Talking text line is buzzing. So we got to welcome in all the way from the Rocket Land, Nick from Nina, joining us on the Carbless Talking text line. Nick, what's popping, man?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Nick.
What's up?
Nick, before you get started, how excited and then pissed were you when Matt Young, former Nina Rocket, had an interception and then it was taken away from him by this bogus refereeing crew?
You know what? I thought the officiating on that was a little suspect. You know, we all saw the ball hit the ground in the stadium, and they quickly put the ball down for them to continue play. So a little suspect on the officiating, but that's not why we're here. You know, the real question is Carter Smith. Mm-hmm. You know, I seem to see he throws the ball very efficiently east-west down the field, but not enough north-south. Curious, what is your thoughts on him being the guy for 2026?
I'm still with it. I think you need to develop him, but this is going to be a big spring for him. I liked what I saw in fall camp. By no means did I expect us to be in this situation by any means. I did not think that we would be reaching our fourth-string quarterback and then bringing in Hunter Simmons a little bit to take some snaps today, too. To be in this position, no, I did not expect us to be there. But I do think that you have to at least consider rolling with him. I'm still on the train that he could be the guy. He could be the guy that you build around because, again, it's the developmental situation here. And I'm not saying that this is you, Nick. I'm saying more from a bigger picture where people are saying that, hey, he doesn't look that great or he's not flashy on the stats. His passing numbers aren't that great. He's more of a running quarterback. We have to look at it from this side, too, is that we can't have the cake and eat it, too. If you're calling for the true freshman to play and you're trying to get something, trying to spark some type of hope, you know, too, that you are also asking a true freshman to come in and play in his first few games of college football right off the bat. And again, there has to be some more polish. Again, is he ready to go for next season? We'll see. But to answer your question, I'm still with it. I think that you have to at least give him a chance. Make sure that you really focus this upcoming spring, too. Because, well, heck, you still have one more week to really prove himself and see exactly what he could be. This might be an audition for next season. I think that's very fair to say that this is an audition for next season on whether or not that they truly want to move forward with Carter Smith being the guy that can lead this room, maybe add some competition. But ultimately, yeah, this is your guy. This is the future. This is a guy that you recruited. This is a guy that Michigan wanted. This is a guy that you flipped and is like, all right, he believes in Wisconsin's mission. You got to do him right and try to invest a little bit more in him, whether it's development, whether it's resources, players, all those situations. You got to at least consider it.
Yeah, Nick, to jump in on this real quick, to address the deep balls, I definitely see where you're coming from, and I think one of the biggest areas he needs to improve on, he's a very talented runner, he's shown leadership capabilities, has a lot of moxie, and the offense clearly respects him, and the coaching staff respects him. However, he needs to put more zip on his balls, in my opinion. He lollipopped a couple, even on some shorter routes, led to Lance Mason getting popped multiple times. There was an out route where he got hit hard, ended up being a first down, but still, if you put a little more juice on the ball, he's getting the first down, he's able to run up field easy. And then I understand there was pressure in his face, but on that trickeration where they did a double reverse flea flicker pass and he hit Lance Mason, a beautiful ball. However, if he just puts a little more on it, maybe a little bit farther down the field where he's able to angle his body outside a little more, can protect the ball from the hit, he doesn't drop it. So there's definitely areas I need to work on, and I think he's a very promising prospect. And I think if it was any other era of college football, we talked about this with Evan Cohen, that he's unquestioned your starter heading into next year. You develop him, he's a redshirt sophomore, so he still has 4 years left of eligibility. And you go from there. But I think in such a prove-it year with a more manageable schedule for Luke Fickell and Chris McIntosh, unless he wows against Minnesota, I think you have to attack the portal at least a little bit. You have to at least bring in someone to compete with Carter Smith, a Billy Edwards-type quarterback who can take the reins and be the guy if Carter Smith doesn't show that improvement and doesn't show that progress. So me and Pablo don't totally see eye to eye here. We're not totally off, but we're not in total agreement either, so I'm interested in hearing where you stand on it, because next year, you can't, if Carter Smith isn't ready yet, you can't roll into next season with him at the helm. They need to win probably more than 7 football games next year for Luke Fickell and Chris McIntosh to feel like they're 100% safe and 100% made the right call moving forward.
Well, listen, guys, yeah, I really appreciate the time tonight. I think he throws the ball really effectively and with some zip east-west. Now, I feel it may be on the coaching that we're holding the reins back on him a little bit. But it seems like, you know, when we want to push the ball down the field, we take him out.
Yep, bring in Hunter Simmons.
If that's going to be our guy for 2026, maybe we give them those opportunities to move that ball down the field.
Yeah, I think you're right, Nick. I totally agree. Like, I'd love to see him push it down the field a little more. And he got a couple opportunities today, just like he got a couple last week. But, yeah, I'm in agreement. I'd like to see it more. Give him a shot. And I think that does speak to the coaching staff. I don't think they trust him yet. Like, Jeff Grimes got very exotic with his rushing attack today, and that kept the Illinois defense off balance, and Carter Smith did just enough through the air. I would like to see him push it. And I think next week, Minnesota, their defense gave up 38 points to Northwestern today. If there's an opportunity for Carter Smith to get a little wild, it's next week against the Golden Gophers. So I think that'd be fun.
Just seeing it right now, too, their quarterback had 305 yards. So do we expect Carter Smith to have those numbers? Probably not, but there's a chance. There's a chance. Nick, you got anything else for us?
No, just, let that air raid offense fly.
Let it fly.
Bringing it back. Bringing it back, says Nick and Nina.
Nick and Nina.
Thank you for the call.
Appreciate your time, Nick.
Take care.
All right, that was Nick and Nina on the Carlos Saga text line.
I don't know
line.
If we need to go all the way back to the air raid offense. I think Wisconsin did a pretty great job today rushing for over 200 yards.
You love to see that.
Good to focus on that moving forward. But I do want to see Carter Smith air it out a little more, but I'd rather win 27-10 while running the ball down Illinois' throat than get experimental today and lose to Illinois because Carter Smith threw 2 picks.
I stand with it where it's, again, you don't have the finished product by all means, and you know that going into it. I mean, there is the chance for him to develop. There is that chance for him to grow. He's a young guy. I think his dad is a baseball player, too, in the Atlanta Braves organization.
Yeah.
So we know he could sling that pill. Maybe it's just a confidence thing. Again, this isn't a perfect guy, like, right off the bat, but you know what? I love the competitive nature that he has. I love that one, it's everybody could say all the things of like, oh, I'm a competitor, I do this, but in the few games, in his second career start, Carter Smith has come into three games, has played three games for this Badgers team, and has shown that he has fight, he has grit, he is showing in any type of way that he is going to do whatever he can to help this Wisconsin Badger team win a game. He is going to do it. He doesn't have to be the guy he wants. If it's making everybody else look good and try to do what he can. I wish that flea flicker, too, that they pulled
off. Oh,
that
would have been nice.
That would have been sick. Because was it to Lance Mason?
Lance Mason, yep.
It looked like he almost had it in double coverage. I'm not going to lie. I was a little scared because the ball did not look like the best.
And that's where I think if he just puts a little more on it, gets it there a little quicker, Mason can kind of tuck it, cover up a little bit, absorb the hit better, where he caught it and right as he catches it, right as he's attempting to secure it, gets popped by the safety. So
and
it is what it is.
Perhaps that just comes with more reps.
Yes,
that,
exactly. That's like what he's a it freshman. Is. He's a true freshman. This dude's 18, 19 years old. Like, I'm not expecting him to be fantastic, but in a make or break season, that's something you got to consider moving forward. I mean, he's got a lot of gusto, that's for sure. And as our producer Owen Dimple chimed in, he's got two field storms under his belt already, which is a pretty good ratio.
That's
starts to field storms.
That's pretty nice. And how we got to this, let's jump into the Chalmers Jewelers drive of the game and how we ended up getting to this point as Wisconsin wins in the 27-10 decision over Illinois.
It's the drive of the game.
He's got the corner, and the Badgers touchdown answers quickly.
On ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day.
The Badgers punctuating and pulling away.
The drive of the game is brought to you by Chalmers Jewelers, helping guys score for more than 25 years.
Yeah, that is it's the Chalmers Jewelers drive of the game. And Riley, I'm going to go with the easy one here. Right off the bat, Wisconsin driving downfield in their first offensive possession, and it ends on a Vinny Anthony touchdown. And man, I'm just so happy for him too, because of the getting to know him over the over these last few years too. He's a senior. We talked about Daryl Peterson and how he balled out in his final game here at Camp Randall Stadium. Vinny Anthony, it's his senior day too, and man, he's done a lot. He's done a lot. I believe it was a senior, or maybe I'm not sure.
What? Yeah, Vinny Anthony. Yeah, it was a senior night. Yes,
it is
yes,
a senior night. So yes, either way, he's been a guy who's gone through it too. Mm-hmm. And for him to get to do that, and it just you just felt that jubilation when he was running to the end zone again. But the big reason why I picked that is also because of the time of possession, 9 minutes and 30 seconds, 16 plays, 80 yards. That is good. That was just perfect because, again, you get your offense on that field, you're not rushing it. From there, it's every other offensive possession. I think the longest one from there was 4 minutes and 3 seconds, just another, which actually was a punt. That drive ended up on a punt. So 9 minutes and 30 seconds to eat up that much clock in a game that's crucial, where you got to get it into the win column. That's my drive of the game. The first one that puts Wisconsin on the board, that's legit.
Yeah, that set the tone. That was Wisconsin football to a T. Smash mouth football, run it down your throat. We're going to manhandle you, and that's what the Badgers did the entire game. My Chalmers Jewelers drive of the game, I'm going to go with the exact opposite. You have a 9.5-minute drive. I'm going to go with the 10-second drive. Two plays, 84 yards, 84-yard touchdown run from Darion Dupree. And I've been clamoring since week 3, I think, for the Badgers to have a playmaker. Could someone please step up? Please take charge. Have an explosive play, for crying out loud. And we have been missing that all season. Even in the game against Washington, didn't really have any explosives. Against Indiana, we had the one with Lance Mason on 4th-and-1, which is awesome. But today, up 10-7 already, Darion Dupree came into the season with high expectations and busts off an 84-yard touchdown run. First rush of 20-plus yards for a running back this season for the Badgers. First 100-yard rushing performance since Tui Walker last year against Northwestern. Darion Dupree, finally a big play for the Badgers. Finally a potential playmaker moving forward. And you can't forget Eugene Hilton with the big sell.
That was
during
amazing.
That replay was fantastic. Excellent camera work as Eugene Hilton acts like he's catching the football, leads his defender completely away from Dupree, and just gave him an entire expanse of open grass to run on into the end zone.
The youth, man, the youth of this team, they are just...
That's some veteran savvy,
massively. Well, it helps when your dad's been in the league for a little bit, too, I will have to say. Probably taught him a little bit. But still, regardless, the youth on this Wisconsin Badgers team and what's to come, showing a lot of promise. They're showing a lot of promise. So I'm with that. Shout out to Darian Dupree, too, a proud... Brown and white brother of mine, too. Go Caravan, baby. You know I got to put that plug in there. This has been the Chalmers Jewelers Drive of the Game. Pablo Iglesias, Riley Yalker. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day. We'll take a quick breather here. But before, I want to talk to you about Pizza Hut. And Pizza Hut is delivering a win every time with the Big Dinner Box. Celebrate. Why not? I think Pizza Hut's still open. Well, it feels like it's a lot later, and it's not even midnight yet. You could get a Pizza Hut. You could get
some. Yeah, I hope
call
so.
In.
We got to check.
Pizza Hut delivers a win every time with a Big Dinner Box, just $19.99. That's two medium one-topping pizzas, eight boneless wings, and five breadsticks. Feed the whole team for the unbeatable price. Find the nearest location or order online at pizzahut.com. Feed good times only from the Hut. We'll talk some more text, too, on the Carbo's Talking text lines. Looks like it's starting to blow up a little bit more on this late hour. Pablo Iglesias, Riley Yalk. We also got a scoreboard update from 0-2. We'll see what the national games sound like over there. It looks like there's some good ones going down. Pablo Iglesias, Riley Yalk. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light.
Post-game reaction continues next. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day.
Used to keep it cool, used to be a fool, all about the bounce in my step. Watch it on the news, what you gonna do? I could hear profession forget.
Metro Ford of Madison is Madison's trusted Ford dealer. Whether you need to purchase, finance, or service a new or pre-owned Ford, Metro Ford is your place to go. Visit Metro Ford of Madison on the east side today or go to their website, metrofordofmadison.com, to see this month's special and browse their inventory. Pablo Iglesias, Riley Yauch here live from the Everlight Solar Studio in downtown Madison. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day. And Riley, it's time for us to take a step aside and toss it to our producer, the man behind the glass, Owen Dimple, with your scoreboard update.
Bang,
what's
bang.
Up, Owen?
From L.A. to Piscataway, this is your college football scoreboard update, driven by Metro Ford of Madison.
Great day, especially with a Badgers win. It's always good when you can have one of them.
Truly,
we haven't had many
sir.
Of them, so we got to relish in it. But a big day around the Big Ten as we go around. Ohio State, big victory over Rutgers, 42-9. Oregon and USC, a great game. A lot of college football playoff implication on the line, 42-27. Oregon gets the win over USC. It's going to be hard for the Trojans to find a way in. And we go to Michigan and Maryland, a 45-20 victory for the victors, Michigan Wolverines.
Hell.
Northwestern beats Minnesota 38-35.
Take
Iowa over Michigan State 20-17. And how about Penn State 37-10 over the Nebraska Cornhuskers? Who had that on their bingo card today?
Oof, I did not.
I did pick Penn State in the pregame show. I might have come back to beat Brad Norman in our picks. We'll see.
Did you? Where you at in the standings with that, too?
Let's let Owen finish his scoreboard update. Then I'll update.
And also, we do have a game going on right now.
What?
Little former Pac-12 after dark action?
Ooh.
Washington and UCLA. Currently a 27-0 lead. For the Huskies, they're trying to bounce back after they lost at Camp Randall just a couple weeks ago. So yeah,
Metro
27
Ford of Madison, Madison's trusted Ford dealership. Learn more at metrofordofmadison.com.
Good use of the bye week for Washington, for sure.
San Diego State and San Jose State going at it too, 18-3.
Oh, okay. Okay.
There are a few games going on right now too.
A little Mountain West action. I got to see BYU Cincinnati. Do we know? Do we have a final
BYU
Cincinnati. This has major, major implications for who is wearing a Paul Bunyan costume next week on the pregame show. Owen, hit me.
BYU, 26. Cincinnati, 14.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I think I picked the Bearcats, which would mean I have 2 points for Wisconsin. Brad has none. I'm up 2-0. I need to make up. I was down 3. Then we both picked Georgia Tech. Neither of us were right. So Georgia Tech, so we're still at 2-0. Then he picked BYU, I picked Cincinnati. 2-1. He's still up 2 points on me. And then I picked Penn State, he picked Nebraska. So it looks like I'm probably wearing
just
a
watching you
costume next week.
Just watching you in real time play out this what feels like is probably going to be some disarray. Just that moment, I'm not going to lie, it was kind of fun.
That's devastating. I thought I had done enough. This is highly unfortunate. But at least it's not me having Mercy throw out the potential punishment of having to wear Minnesota gear, taking
That's
a picture
worse.
In it, and then pinning it to the top of my Twitter profile for a year, a whole season, until next year. And I was like, hell no. We cannot do that. I refuse to do that. I don't want to put on any Minnesota gear ever, let alone get a picture taken in it, let alone have that on my profile, my public profile, for a year. 365 days, no shot. I can wear a Paul Bunyan costume for a show. That'll be fun.
Luckily, next year, or hopefully it wouldn't have been, it doesn't matter anyway. If it was a leap year, that'd be 366, so you get one extra day to have to do it. You'd probably look all right in a Paul Bunyan costume,
yeah,
though.
I think I can pull that off. I need the replica axe. That would be sick.
That would be sick. Speaking of threads, I think we might have given some Wisconsin some good juju. I'm wearing a Rose Bowl sweatshirt. You got the Ron Dane sweatshirt.
Yeah, we got the Ron Dane, Daryl Bevel jersey,
yeah.
Crew neck today.
The GOATs.
Just got this new hat.
It's a sweet
too.
Hat.
Thank you. I picked it up today. I was like, I need a new hat, a nice new hat. And it worked. We brought the swag to the Badgers today. But
Owen Dimple wants to talk about his getup. Owen, what did you just say? I know you said this more. You wanted to talk to us about this. Let the people at home know what your outfit looked like today.
I'm just wearing an all-black hoodie. It was Illinois' funeral today, along with Bert Bielema.
Damn right. Fat Albert's heading back to Champaign a little fatter and a little sadder after eating some cheese curds and drinking some beer this weekend and eating a big fat loss.
Hashtag karma is all I will say. Hashtag karma. Wisconsin taking down Illinois 27-10 in a very convincing fashion. Luke Fickell in his opening statement even saying that is exactly what complimentary football looks like at its finest. And he's very proud of that performance. You could tell it wasn't a big smile on his face necessarily, but it's not like that he wasn't happy. You could feel the sense of relief. Usually I'm in those rooms for post-game. And you could tell when he's stressed, when he's tense, or when he's relieved. I could tell just from watching the video stream that he is relieved beyond belief. And that can just be a great thing for this program. Again, there's still a lot of things that they need to do in this offseason, but I'm excited to see what happens. 844-770-3776, the Carbless Talk and Text Line list is more. Pablo Iglesias, Riley Yauch here. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day. Jumping onto the Talk and Text Line, too, we got a few texts here. Joe and the Boonies, how about that win, fellas? This feels for real, and I think we got a good shot next week. I feel like that, too. We also got Andrew texting in from the Green Bay area. Something, and I think this is interesting, something that I think is being overlooked is the fact that the Badgers should win next week against Minnesota. We're all down for that.
Mm-hmm.
There is a potential that the Badgers could still play in a bowl game. I know that we've been writing it off. Don't get me wrong, just because you know that the six wins are there. At the beginning of the season, I never would have thought, specifically after the Maryland game on Wisconsin. Thank you for that, Andrew, because yes, it's an outsider's, you're still on the outside looking in. Maybe there's a shot. Maybe there's a team that, because we've seen even the teams that are 6-7 wins or whatever it is. I did not mean to say 6-7 like that. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Thank you for doing that back there, Owen. I appreciate you doing the 6-7 dance for those listening on 100.5. I want to say it's just like, again, maybe there is a shot. But I think you do risk, don't you risk losing the red shirt with Carter Smith?
I'm not sure if bowls count against a red shirt. I don't think they do. I'm not 100% sure, though. And I mean, yeah, there's a chance. I don't know. I've tried to look it up a couple times. I think I just need to comb through like every college football team and what their records at, how likely
academics.
Are they. Yep. It's going to come down to, are there enough 6-6 teams to fill the bowl games? And then if not, the 5-7 teams get ranked based on APR, academic progress rate. Last year, I think the Badgers had the second or third highest academic progress rate.
Yep.
It was, I know it was behind Cincinnati.
How ironic.
Yeah, which is, it was funny. I can't remember if Cincinnati went bowling or not. But yeah, like some things are going to have to bounce the Badgers' way if they want to go bowling. I will say, if that happens, and the Badgers luck into a bowl despite a 5-7 year, that would be awesome. Because think of how much more practice you get for all those young guys. The Carter Smiths, Atuka may be able to get healthy and have some more practices. Mason Posa, if he's all right after tonight, he gets to practice. Cooper Catalano, Eugene Hilton Jr. That was where, a few years ago in the ReliaQuest Bowl, where we really first saw the emergence of a Tretch Kakahuna.
Just about to say.
Yeah.
That was perfect.
Yeah. So I think that would be really, I'm not banking on it, but it would be a really nice bonus and a huge cherry on top to this year if they were able to get awarded a bowl game.
It's a nice what-if scenario. Again, you still need to focus on next week. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But again, there's a lot of good
throttle.
There's Minnesota. A lot of good confidence going into this one, especially after that loss that Minnesota had against Northwestern and whoever their quarterback is for the Wildcats going 300 yards. It looks like he's a dual threat there. Why not? It's funny, though, too. A couple weeks ago, Craig Karmazin, our CEO and founder of Good Karma Brands, I remember he even laughed when we were talking about the Badgers and bowl game. And he said, did I hear Badger and bowl game in the same sentence? I feel like that same sentiment is almost being said right now. But you know what? Maybe there's a chance. But the fact that we're even talking about this legitimately, we kind of said it a little bit more of the joking side of like, hey, Washington, that's a big win. Can the Badgers go from here and win out? But hey, they're not going to win out, but there's a chance that they go like 3-1 or 2-1 after this. It's looking pretty good. Either way, right now in this very moment, celebrate at Madison. Keep enjoying the night. I'm sure the night is very, very young, even though we have just passed midnight here at the Everlight Solar Studio here in Madison. But man, it's just good vibes across the board, Riley.
I'm feeling fantastic, and I'm going through some of these YouTube comments here. Michael Hartzell, 5855, that this reminds him of the Badgers upset over Ohio State in 1984,
yeah.
Going all the way back to the 80s. Granted, the Badgers would still be bottom of the barrel for quite some time in the 80s, but still good to hear that historical perspective. Then we had Jeff Ostach, if he's still tuning in. Correct me if I'm mispronouncing your name, Ostach. Going back to getting out into the state, Luke Fickell, just approaching, winning back the fan base. Because I think bowl game or not, good vibes or not, obviously the vibes will be good today. The vibes will be even better if we beat Minnesota, get the axe back, finally have at least one trophy back in the case. But then the real work starts. You got to work on retaining this roster. You got to try and retain your recruits, maybe flip a couple others from other schools if you're interested in that. But then you got to win back the people that still don't believe. You got to win back the Parker Dutchers of the world who don't think Bucky's back, who need to see a little more. And Jeff mentioned in Brett's first season in 2006, he attended the Milwaukee W Club gathering where Brett Bielema was front and center. That's what Fickell has to do on a regular basis. Get the heck out into the state. And this guy, and Jeff's been watching since 1967. So he's seen some Badgers football. And that's what you have to do. If you're Luke Fickell moving forward, you got to parlay this positivity into bringing in better recruits, into winning over hearts and minds of those in the state of Wisconsin. And they're doing it on the field now. Now you got to go do it. Hopefully, well, you got to finish the season first. But then you got to go do it off the field.
One step at a time, the Badgers need to do it. But it looks like that things are moving into slowly but surely moving into the right direction for these guys. And again, it's just...
Evil Badger just, 72. Good riddance to the vest. Hoodie
that's
Fickell's
right.
Different, baby. 2-0 in the military appreciation vest. He lost to Indiana in the regular Wisconsin football black vest.
But they put a good fight up.
They put up a good fight in the first half. The vest is dead. The vest is gone. We killed it. And now Hoodie Fickell is here. Hoodie Fickell, it looks like, is here to stay. And he's dangerous.
I want to put a call out. Want to take a quick breather here, but want to put a call out, and I want to hear what you have to say too, Riley. Most satisfying Wisconsin win since. For those of you that are the late night birds and following us here,
yeah,
on
we
the
still
Karma
got
Stock,
over 50 viewers on ESPN Madison.
Yeah,
we got about 20 on ESPN Milwaukee. Still great. We still got some Badgers diehards out here. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Let us know the most satisfying Wisconsin win since blank. We're going to go into history. We're going to figure this out. Riley, I can already tell you're cooking up a
I'm
few.
Thinking.
I'm going to give you some more time to think about that. And I also want to talk to you about Starion Bank. Experience a banking relationship where your goals are their priority. As a community with commitment to Dane County, Starion Bank redefines local banking in the Madison area. Visit one of their convenient branches in Middleton, Sun Prairie, or Monona today. Well, maybe not at this very moment today. They might be closed at this hour. Unless they, who knows? Maybe after hours. Or online at StarionBank.com. Pablo Iglesias, Riley Yauch, live from the Everlight Solar Studio. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day. Tell us on the other side what your this is the most satisfying Wisconsin win since blank. More on the other side on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light.
Post-game reaction continues next. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day.
On Wisconsin, 27-10 over Illinois. Brett Bielema's return to Camp Randall. Last time he was here, I was in the stands for that one. It was not a pretty situation. I will use the word that Adam Mertz used, tailspin from there. I didn't think that everything that was going to happen in that moment the day after. What a roller coaster we have been on ever since then. And it for me, just being in the stands, and like I said earlier in the show too, I know fans only play a certain part of helping you win the game. Don't get me wrong. The players still got to make the plays at the end of the day, even in the game. Riley, you said it last year too. Wisconsin was in a lot of close games here, but they never were able to finish that job. But still, all in all, I felt like there was a lot of juice, and just the idea that Brett was in that building, former Wisconsin coach, and you know, just Wisconsin fans really wanted this one. It felt like that this week, Wisconsin fans.
Well, it's
fans,
personal. I mean, Brett Bielema coming back to town, only his second time back at Camp Randall Stadium. Last time he was here, he got our coach fired.
Yeah.
So this was personal.
Personal for sure. Pablo Iglesias, Riley Yauch. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. Ask you a question before we took the last break. What has been the most satisfying win, or this win for Wisconsin has been the most satisfying since? We got our diehard Parker Dutcher in the ESPN Madison YouTube
watching
channel.
From Oklahoma.
Shout out, man. Shout out. He puts in Nebraska Big Ten Championship when everyone thought that we do not belong at 7-5.
It's a good one.
That's a good one.
However, I will dispute Parker because I think there was
you're going
a
against
more
Parker,
satisfying
a number one fan like this?
Yes, I am. Me and Parker don't always see eye to eye. However, I think there's a mutual respect there. He's a
respect
an
everyone,
avid,
fear no one.
An avid listener, a dedicated fan, a true Badger through and through. So thank you, Parker. However, I think there was satisfying wins between now and 2012, personally. And I think this is the most satisfying win. We talked about it today. This is the first time Wisconsin has had two ranked wins in a season since 2019. This is the most satisfying win since the Badgers went to Minneapolis and defeated the Minnesota Golden Gophers for the right to go to the Big Ten Championship game. College Game Day was at Minnesota. Lee Corso picked Goldie Gopher for the first time ever. Minnesota, they're all freaking out. They're like, this is finally our year. P.J. Fleck is taking us to the next level. Yay, yay. We're finally going to beat Big Brother Wisconsin. The axe is ours. Shut your mouth, mate. They did not. Not even close. 38-17. How about Jack Cohn? Bang. Quintez Cephas? Bang. Jonathan Taylor? In your grill all day. Sit down, Goldie. You suck. Boom. Roasted. That might be the most satisfying win of my lifetime, personally. That I was so happy. It was so nice to see Minnesota get knocked down a peg. We go to the Big Ten Championship game. Minnesota's best season ever. I don't count their fraudulent national championships before sliced bread was invented in the 30s. Those don't count. This their program is a joke. An absolute debacle. This was their best season ever. And what did it end with? A loss to Wisconsin and a win in the Doritos Bowl in Birmingham, Alabama against Tulane. Nobody cares. Minnesota's irrelevant. That was such a satisfying win to finally shut all those clowns up. That was amazing. This was also satisfying. Not quite to that level, but very, very satisfying. And the most since then.
Can you do the voice again, please?
Oh, Minnesota. Oh, we're so good. PJ Fleck. Take a look at his bowl record. He's so good in bowl games because he plays MAC teams every year in bowl games. Yeah, he's Owen Dick with my ear. He's so handsome. Look, he has the quarter zip and the tie. Oh, we love PJ Fleck. He sucks. Get over it, Gophers fans.
I'm crying.
Enjoy
right now.
Enjoy six wins and a crappy bowl game win in Detroit in the Game Above Sports Bowl every single season.
Hey, you were
against
raving about
Eastern.
Going to that bowl last year.
For this season, for this one season, to be great for Wisconsin. It's another thing if you're going every single year at 6-6 and 7-5 at beating Eastern Michigan.
And you hang
and
the banner. You hang the banner like you won a national championship.
Exactly. Exactly. PJ Fleck got Minnesota rings for finishing as co-Big Ten West champions. What in the world?
We almost did something cool.
Yeah, exactly. Like, come on, man. Come on. It was so
like
satisfying beating that clown in PJ Fleck. And Brett Bielema is also a joke, but not as big of a joke as PJ Fleck.
It's almost like if Wisconsin were to put up a banner for being the basketball team picked as the national championship in the
exactly.
COVID year, where it's like, oh, well.
That was more
the
legit.
The computer said it. The computer said it.
That was more legit. Yes, the BPI champions. Thank you, Owen. That was more legit, in my opinion.
Shout
than,
out BPI.
Minnesota's co-Big Ten West championship. You lost. You lost the tiebreaker. That, like, it's ridiculous. I despise Minnesota. I despise PJ Fleck. I can't wait to absolutely maul them next week. My score prediction is going to be 70-0 because that's how bad Wisconsin is going to annihilate Minnesota. They're never going to want to play football again. They're going to disband the program. It's going to fold.
Parker Dutcher is very much on board. Tell us how you really feel.
I get so fired up talking about Minnesota. I hate them with a fiery passion. So while this win was satisfying and a bigger and better win than beating Minnesota next week, you have to get the axe back next week. You have to for this season to feel good.
That's the declaration right there. If you're not watching on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel, I have finally recovered. We are well past midnight, and I think we're starting to get into the
fatigue. The fatigue is starting to hit.
We are getting into the slap happy portion of the show, so maybe it is potentially time for us to start thinking about getting some snooze in at some point. But for me, I'm just going to keep it in my window of when I've been around Madison and the Badgers that I've seen. I'm also going to go with the Minnesota win. And I think I mentioned it a little earlier in the show, Luke Fickell's first win in the Axe game. It was on the road. It was to break a two-game losing streak. I was 0-2 in the Axe game. I knew how much juice there was. May or may not had some personal ties to Minnesota that I was holding on to for a grudge. And I'm like, you know what? I want to beat Minnesota for these specific reasons. It's a little petty, but you know what? Sometimes that's what it takes. And to go 0-2 against Minnesota for those first 2 years sucked. And for Luke Fickell to go in on the road and cap off the season, they were already bowl eligible. I think it was a great Nebraska win, too.
Yes, the week before, in overtime. That was fun.
That was a national game. That was a walk-off in overtime. I remember Jackson Aker on a wheel route touchdown. That was a really great
design.
Yeah,
and I think Preston Zachman had the pass breakup to end the game.
I think it was an interception.
Yeah, it was an interception to end the game. I was in the student section for that one. That was a great game.
Another great senior night win. So that, for me, just knowing going into next week, too, the weight that the Axe game carries as a guy who's not from Wisconsin, a guy who covered the team over these last five, give or take, years, getting to know, as Riley has described it, with his, was it Mickey Mouse?
I didn't even know. I just started doing it.
Mickey Mouse, PJ Fleck. I'm PJ Fleck. I'm going to crowd surf in my locker room after I beat a Division II school. I don't even know. I don't know any Division II school. Like, it's a joke.
Can you talk like that for the rest of the show?
No,
do you think you have it in you?
I have it in me. I could, but I'm not going to subject our still 52 listeners tuning into that. We've hit that point in the evening. I just appreciate that they're still listening. They've handled this voice.
Well, it looks like Parker's gone to sleep, according to the
Parker's
YouTube
going.
Channel.
It's probably time for us to wrap it up here soon. So thank you, Parker. Thank you for all. There's still 50 of you out there listening, so really appreciate it.
We appreciate you. We hope you're celebrating safely, too, but
great
really
night.
Celebrating
great
this great night in Wisconsin Badgers football. I mean, will it go down in a big historical win? Maybe, maybe not. But either way, at the end of the day, this is a fun one for all of us. Pablo Iglesias, Riley Yauch here. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day. We'll take a quick breather. Want to talk about what we learned and what we confirmed to wrap things up with the show. But before we take that breather, want to tell you again, ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day is presented by Coors Light. When you need to refresh on game day, or if you're going out right now and enjoying yourself, celebrating this big Wisconsin win, choose a beer that's as cold as the Rockies. Cold filtered, cold lager, and cold packaged for peak refreshment. When the mountains are blue, Riley, you know what to do.
And that is crush a Coors Light.
Crush as many as you can right now.
Crush 2020- Coors Light.
2025 Coors Brewing Company. Golden Colorado goodness, we have reached that time of the night. We're talking about what we learned and what we learned and what we confirmed. Hopefully we can regroup and regather. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light.
Post-game reaction continues next. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day.
Have you been waiting to buy your next home? Stop! Now is the time to get a house. For over 30 years, Bruner Realty has been providing excellent real estate and property management services in the Madison area. Contact their team at BrunerRealtyInc.com to get started today. That's BrunerRealtyInc.com. I think Stacy was in the office a couple weeks ago.
He was.
I did not know this. Former Bucky...
Former Bucky
That's
Badger,
so
Stacy Bruner.
How many push-ups do you think he did when he was
a ton?
Good
back in the day.
Yeah,
I mean Bucky crowd surfed today. That was pretty sick.
That was nice. You love to see it. I loved every aspect of it. The fact that this senior class now too is going to have two field storming moments. You could poo poo on it no matter what. Does not matter.
Those are special. Those are special. Let the kids have fun. This is for all the students, the players, and those in the stands. Like, this is special. Like, this is college. You live for those moments. I haven't seen as many people be critical about it this week. Like, this is just fun. It's part of the college experience. It's been a rough season. Let the kids have fun. And it was just awesome. Like, everyone at that stadium is going to remember this for the rest of their lives. And they're going to tell the story. Me and my friends still talk about, oh, where were you when Chucky Hepburn banked that three to win the Big Ten court storm? Like,
what a night
that
was.
Did you storm the court against Iowa, even though that was a pretty lame, like, win to storm the field on? It was after COVID. Everyone's like, oh, like, did you storm the field against Iowa? Like, that was so awesome. Or were you there for the first jump around against Penn State back from COVID? Like, these are the things you talk about and remember for the rest of your life. So I love that they stormed the field.
Pablo Iglesias, Riley Yauch, we are wrapping things up, too. If you missed it in the last segment, we probably got to clip it at some point, too. Riley brought out the Mickey Mouse voice, which was hilarious, don't get me wrong, on a Minnesota rant that, I will say, went pretty lengthy, but it was a great one.
PJ Fleck sucks.
We will look ahead to the Minnesota game in a little bit, talk about what we learned and what we confirmed here on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day. But, man, just Mark Tauscher, too, yesterday with we did have ESPN unsportsmanlike host Michelle Smallman, who unfortunately, hey, love that we gave her a lot of Madison hospitality, and we're sending her off with a nice win for Madison, but it is from the Badgers, so we appreciate everything that she's done. Thank you for the win. Thank you for being our good luck charm. And also Evan Cohen, yesterday at Bucket Honey's, he mentioned it a little bit too, was that there was a panel and Tausch talked about how this moment, even if this season went completely south after the Washington win, the seniors are always going to remember that. Even the young guys are going to remember that. It's about, it just takes one match to start that fire, man.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all it takes. So what we learned and what we confirmed here from this one, I would say, Riley, from this 27-10 win over Illinois, what I learned is that the young guys are ready to step up and deliver. Darian Dupree, and even though Daryl Peterson, again, one of the seniors, though, too. I just love how the young guys answered the call, and not just this week, but over the last couple weeks, too.
Mm-hmm.
Darian Dupree, again, like I said, to be a little bit of a homer, not going to lie, Chicago kid, he's very special. And I think it's fun to see like how he was just able to have that breakout game get going. Trechka Kahuna, kind of part of that younger crew as well, I guess, in a way. But, you know, he had a good game. Carter Smith, you know, when his number was called, he early on, I'm not going to lie, it looked like that, I wouldn't say hero ball, maybe. I want to take a step back at that one. But probably just doing a couple extra steps more than he needed to. But It looked like he found his rhythm. And again, like I had said when I heard in the Washington win, that he will do everything he can to help this team win. And that's what he did. That's what I learned about these young guys, and that's what I think we're going to be learning over time. And what I confirmed is that Luke Fickell is a winner. I will wholeheartedly say it like that because, yes, he came into this season without any wins against a top 25 team. I believe it was it 0-6?
Yeah,
somewhere around there. Or was
I think
it 0-7?
Got up to 0-8.
It was 0-8.
0-8 after the Oregon loss.
After the Oregon loss, or even coming before the season. But if there was any season where you needed, because again, you're down against USC on the road, or you're up, rather. You have a chance at USC on the road. You have a chance against Oregon. You have a chance. Even Ohio State, too, a couple years ago.
Yeah, a few years ago, they only lost 24-10.
You had all those chances, and don't get me wrong, a win in any of those situations would have been great. But I feel like today, and the Washington wins confirm that he's a winner. That this is the season where you need to get those ranked wins because your back is really up against that wall. And the fact that they came out and got two this season, I say he's a confirmed winner.
Yeah, I like that. And I think it's interesting that both of those wins came after Chris McIntosh came out and publicly supported Luke Fickell yet again. Did the media blitz where he stated he's our guy, he is confirmed coming back for next season. And clearly that took a weight off the shoulders, I think, of the coaching staff, of course, Luke Fickell, and of the players. They played more free. They didn't have to worry about their coach getting fired and them being the reason that their coach got fired. And they've just been playing free. They've been playing hard. And they have been playing fantastic football over these past three games, or past four, really, starting with Oregon. And what I learned today is that Wisconsin is back. It is so nice. They have officially turned the corner. They're coming. They're coming, folks. Be ready next season because this team will be armed and dangerous. I'm so excited. They are violent. They believe in Luke Fickell. If you haven't seen the video on Twitter, I'm sure it's on Instagram as well, social media that Wisconsin football put out of Luke Fickell giving his post-game talk to his players, I highly recommend going and watching it. You can hear the passion in his voice. Yes, the speech by itself is great, but what I noticed is the look in those players' eyes looking up at their coach. They love Luke Fickell. They respect him. It was just so beautiful and awesome to see after what has been a roller coaster of a season. Wisconsin's back. They're violent. They believe in Luke Fickell, and they're here to stay. So get ready. Get on the train, folks. It's rolling. It's rolling. And what I confirmed is that this defense is legit, man. They have held their past four opponents, all ranked under their season averages. Indiana got the closest to their season averages, and they were still held under 100, over 100 yards under their total offensive output and 13 points under their usual offensive output. This defense is scary, nightmarish. Posa goes down with an injury. Christian Allegro's like, all right, I'll step back into my role with a broken arm with a club on my hand, and I'll get a big game-sealing sack at the end of it. Like, this defense is ferocious. Deonny Hill, we haven't talked about him yet today, led the team in tackles again. He is just hitting everybody from the cornerback position. He's a senior. He was a transfer from Miami. He loves it here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He's been special this year and really coming to his own. Love to see him continue to do great things. The seniors, there's so much we could continue to say. Lance Mason, everyone, they care so deeply. But I guess what I confirmed, defense is legit. A lot of things were confirmed. A lot of things were learned today. It was awesome.
I feel like they were also doing this for one other senior, too. Nazir Forkering,
yep.
It felt like that they were
Who
doing this for...
screwed over.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. I feel like that it's unfortunate the way that that whole situation played out for Nizer Fourcarin. You could even tell when Luke Fickell was asked about it earlier in the season that there was a lot of emotion behind it, and I'm sure that that decision was not one that they took lightly in terms of deciding to drop the lawsuit and hopefully give Nizer a chance to play. Hopefully he balls out. He's a great guy. I remember coming into this last season that Paul Haynes gave him so much credit, so saying that it doesn't matter what level you play at. Like, he could be a baller at any type of level, and he was ready to take that jump. And he really proved himself last season. And I wish he would have been able to do that this year. It's just terrible. It sucks. Mm. There's no other way to put it. It hurts your heart because these guys care so much. And not only was it, you could see the support from fans across the board when he had put out that statement. It's just tough. It's tough to come to that decision. But what really stuck out to me was right off the bat was that his teammates came out there and supported him and showed publicly that, like, this one's, we're gonna play for you because unfortunately you can't play out here with us.
Yeah,
but we're gonna do that for you.
Yeah, and the most fired up I've seen Luke Fickell at a press conference this year is when he stood up to leave, sat back down, was like, "No, I gotta say something."
Yeah.
And pounded the table literally for the NCAA to let Nizer play, for the judge to let him play, and just speak out against the complete injustice that was done to Nizer. He was fired up. Clearly, they love this guy. The whole coaching staff does, the entire team. So it sucks that he wasn't able to play on his senior night or any game this season, but, man, the rest of the team showed up for him, that's for sure.
Pablo Iglesias, Riley Yauch here. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Lights, live from the Everlight Solar Studio. We're wrapping things up here after a late, late night, but thank you so
almost
much.
Almost 3 hours on air tonight.
It was fun.
Just with this show. Great show.
Thank you so much for everybody that's joined us. Real quick on, here's my thing, Riley, that I want to get into as we wrap things up with Minnesota next week. I feel like there's good momentum. It feels good. My one thing that I will say before I toss it over to you, because I want to know what your thoughts are going into Minnesota, is just, I don't think it's not about being complacent, but it's just more of like, don't take your foot off the gas pedal. By no means is this team taking anything for granted, and I hope that they don't get into that mindset. I really doubt that that's the case, but again, I'm not in that locker room. So focus, lock in, use this as good momentum, get that axe back. There's a rivalry game, it's a trophy game. This is a great send-off for the seniors from a home standpoint. Now go out and finish the job. Again, 5-7, maybe you're bowling in a situation where it's like you get in on a technicality. That's dope. But either way, I think if this team locks in, really appreciates what's ahead for this next week, which I'm sure they will, don't take your foot off the gas. Finish this one strong. And that's going to carry over into spring. That's going to carry over into fall camp. And then it's going to carry over into probably a pretty crucial season then, 2026, which kicks off at Lambeau Field against the Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
Yeah, that'll be fun. And they better not take their foot off the damn gas pedal. Season ain't done. And they better be fired up to get that axe back. They got embarrassed. They got pantsed by P.J. Fleck.
I have not heard that in a while.
The Golden Gophers last year. It was embarrassing. They better have that film of Minnesota chopping down our goalposts on every TV and the entire complex all week long. They better go in there ready to absolutely stomp the life out of Minnesota. I think they will. I think it's going to be a shellacking, and it'll be beautiful. PJ Fleck sucks. Drake Lindsey sucks. Coy Parrish sucks. Their kicker sucks. Minnesota sucks. That's how it's going to be. They all suck, and the Badgers are going to dominate. Get this axe back. Let's end the season on a high note and celebrate what looks to be a team and a season dead in the water, resurrected with the best trophy in sports.
Riley, there's a lot of flowers we got to give, but there is one, we got to give our set of flowers as well to Owen Dimple, who has
been cooking back there.
He has been cooking left and right in this one, a three-hour show. Thank you for the patience. Thank you for the fun.
And he filled in for me today, producing the pregame show. I sold him a couple times today, unfortunately. It was, my communication was not great, but fantastic work today from Owen Dimple. He has been a man on a mission.
Teamwork makes the dream work. Save money and save the planet. Ditch the energy bill and make the switch over to Everlight Solar, your local solar energy company based in Madison. Visit EverlightSolar.com to learn more and make the switch today. Everlight Solar, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. We are also in the Everlight Solar studio for Owen Dimple, our producer, for Riley Yauch. 3 hours! But man, it felt like we're just getting started. But we got to get to bed at some point. Riley will also be a part of Wisconsin volleyball. Their big senior day, sending off some big names. They're playing Iowa
tomorrow,
right?
Yep,
it's Iowa. So you could hear that on 100.5 ESPN. Very excited for that matchup and what this Badger volleyball team can do too. A lot of good vibes here in Madison. Hopefully you're enjoying your night. Enjoy it safely as well. Once again, for Owen Dipfel behind the glass, for Riley Yauch here, I'm Pablo Iglesias. This has been ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day. Get some rest. Let's get after Minnesota next week. Peace.